Hi, this is Dr. Mike Headley, your holistic sleep doc. I help solve your sleep problems without dangerous drugs. Today, I'm here to talk to you really short and sweet about, are you sleep texting? Is that a real thing? People texting in their sleep or in light sleep? Well, it is a real thing. So some people have become hyper-vigilant to the sounds of their phones, waking them when they hear a notification and instinctively reaching for the device. A lot of high school and college students and adults that I question have their phone under their pillow or next to their bed for their alarm clock. The challenge with that, and I study and I read a lot of books on sleep, and sleep is all over the health media. Not one sleep expert, not one sleep author has agreed that having your cell phone next to your bed or under your pillow is a healthy thing, because of the dings and noises and text and the dangers of EMF on brain function. And listen to this. A quarter of college students admitted to sleep texting or sending text messages while in a sleepy state, with most having no memory of doing it until they checked their phone history. And this study was published in the Journal of American College of Health. Those young adults were also more likely to report lower sleep quality, which could ultimately lead to chronic sleep deprivation and impact their health, researchers said. Well, here's the simple solution. If you wake up and you go, wow, you got this whole feed of texts on your phone, is you really need to cut the umbilical cord, cut the chain, and put your phone in the living room or in the kitchen or on the countertop. Have it charged in a different location, and spend a few dollars and get an appropriate alarm clock for your bed. They make them with no lights, so you can just tap on an alarm clock and it will say what time it is. Or you can put a pillow over it and it will still wake you up for class or for school or for work. And I really, really highly recommend not sleep texting by getting your phone out of the bedroom and all other electronics while we're at it. Not a good thing. So that's all I wanted to say today about sleep texting. Just make sure you aren't. Put your phone out of the room. Then you won't be one of the quarter of college students and or adults that are getting caught sleep texting. Because, hey, you never know. You might say something inappropriate that you didn't even realize you texted because you were so fatigued. I'm going to promote this Skimmed from the Couch. Listen up. You're probably familiar with Skim, a morning newsletter that gives over 7 million subscribers all the news and information they need to start the day. It was founded by Carly Zakin and Danielle Weisberg in 2012, and they've been getting great advice by other female entrepreneurs ever since. Now, they're sharing those conversations and learnings on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, we'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post and Thrive, and why she puts her phone to bed at night. She definitely is not sleep texting. Or Melanie Whalen, CEO of SoulCycle, why she has a millennium mentor. Or actress Taurasi Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. This is a podcast about everything you need to know when you're launching or growing or changing your career. Check out Skim from the Couch now, wherever you're listening to podcasts. And as always, sweet dreams, everybody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.